Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. As Israel honors the memories of the 6 million Jews killed during the Holocaust, we also remember with Holocaust survivor Helen Goldkind, who talks about her arrival at Auschwitz, the largest Nazi killing center.
They gave us a bucket of water, and there were lots of people in that cattle car. I don't know how many. There were old people, children were crying, and all the people were fainting. It was hardly a place to sit down. It was chaotic. My grandparents were coming with us in the same cattle car, and my mother worried over her parents. We finally got to Auschwitz, and it was still daylight, and they didn't open up these cattle cars, but we wanted to get out of them because, well, everything was a mess. As soon as we stopped with these cattle cars, we smelled a terrible smell. We figured that smell shouldn't be on a farm. It smelled like they were burning flesh. But we figured, okay, they'll open up the doors, we'll look around, we'll see what's happening. So as they opened up the doors, and they say, get out, you know, they were screaming, get out. And we had to take whatever, you know, this little suitcase and throw it in a ditch. And so we did that.
You've been listening to an excerpt from Holocaust survivor Helen Goldkind on today's edition of Holy Land Moments. Today, there remain nearly 200,000 Holocaust survivors living in Israel, and nearly a third living under the poverty line. To learn more about how you can help those Holocaust survivors, visit holylandmoments.ca.